Der Energy Star Talk. Eure Stars im Interview.
Hey, hier ist Carina. Ich hatte ein wirklich richtig entspanntes Interview mit Jax Jones. Der ist dabei tatsächlich sogar Auto gefahren. Warum Jax Jones es vermisst, beim Songschreiben abzutanzen und zusammen Tequila zu trinken, das erfahrt ihr jetzt in der neuen Folge.
So, hi Jax. How are you?
I'm great. How you doing?
Yeah, fine. Thank you. Your new song with MNEK has dropped. Where did you go? What is it about?
Wow, this song is about, it's just a fun pop song about being on the dance floor and seeing the love of your life, as we all do if you're single, and wishing that the night could go on forever and where did they go. It's just quite fun. It's a bit dramatic, a bit melodramatic, but I think the music is really happy because during the lockdown, I wanted to make something that was the antidote to lockdown, you know, something that made me feel good. So there's a lot of Euro dance and R&B elements, two kind of genres I was listening to during lockdown. And I put it into this track.
How long did it take to produce and write and everything together to finish it? Was it a long process or was it quick?
It was a long process. Like, to actually write the song didn't take long. And I was so happy. I think it's like one of my best songs I've ever done. Me and my family had a lot of enjoyment. We were dancing to it already. But to actually finish it, to find the perfect vocalist, and also to get everyone to believe in the song outside of my, you know, my friends and my team, you know, because it's quite different to what's out there. Some people weren't sure, but 1 year later, here we are. And MNEK sounds amazing on it. And I love that we're working together again. So I'm really happy with the result.
You called this song on Instagram your biggest record so far. Why is that?
I just think it's the most ambitious song I've done. Like, in terms of a chorus, I think it's like a perfect chorus. I think the music is so catchy. I can't, even after 1 year of working on it, I still can't get it out of my head. I still enjoy listening to it. And I hope everyone feels the same. And I think during the last few years where we've been in a pandemic and the world has been more closed off and it's been harder to see people, I just wanted to make a song that felt really worldwide and international that I hope everyone around the world can enjoy it, you know. So that was my ambition for this song.
I can kind of tell that you're like a really positive and uplifting person. Is that what you try to spread with your music, positive vibes?
Yeah, totally. Because I can be sad too, so I need that.
Do you think that during the pandemic and the last crazy 2 years that people have really needed music to kind of have something different than daily life?
I think music will always be special in that way because it gives you escapism, and it just encourages you to go to another world and also brings people together. And I think, but that's the bit we've missed because of the pandemic. The way music, we can have live performances, and that's the bit I've missed as well the most. And so we can never take that for granted. And I think it's made music feel all that more special, to be honest.
Every track of yours is a retro snack or sweets themed. And your last album was titled Snacks. And for your new song, it's hash browns, right?
So they're not hash browns. They're called potato smileys. It's kind of like a hash brown, but for kids. But I still have them sometimes. Maybe, you know, like when you do like oven pizza, that kind of thing. So this, it's that kind of vibe. And my daughter loves this show called Small Potatoes. And I just wanted to make something that involved potatoes for her so that I can watch something else.
But why did you choose the snack theme? Is it like something you really eat on a daily basis? Do you eat healthy at all?
Oh yeah, I eat healthy. but where's the fun in eating healthy? Like, we're just, I'm off to collect some cake right now, like, to celebrate. But I think I'm a big fan of Andy Warhol and that whole pop art aesthetic. So I love using products and popular items and then presenting them as work of art. So that's why I use a white background and it's quite crude. And I really enjoy taking quite mundane items and saying, okay, this is art now. So that's the reason.
All right. You've worked with so many artists. If you could choose one that you would really love to work with, just anyone.
Anyone.
Who would it be?
Oh, the Weeknd. Just the guy right now.
Yep, I get that.
Yeah.
If you could listen to just one artist for the rest of your life, do you have one that you could listen to in any situation?
I find that too difficult.
Top three?
Top three. I'd also find that difficult. first one, I would say I'm listening a lot to a band called Salt. It's Salt. I'm also listening to a lot kind of DJ mixes by this guy called Ben UFO, and then also any production by Kanye West. Can we do it like that?
Yep. Fine. Yeah. Well done.
Yeah. Okay. That was difficult. Very difficult.
I know. I've read that you like to use social media not just to post pictures of you with crazy hats, but also to kind of connect to people and to new and young artists. How's that going?
Oh, I love it. Social media, Instagram is now my new phone. It's like, I don't use the phone anymore. I just use Instagram. It's quicker to get me on Instagram. It's like, I love just looking at people putting up videos of them singing or DJing and making contact. And then you start making music together. It's so cool.
Yeah. Has the pandemic kind of changed the way you make music, how you produce?
Nah, not really. For a little bit, because everyone was doing things on Zoom, which I'm sure everyone can relate to. But I hate writing songs on Zoom. It's like really boring. It's something great happens when people come together in a room and share stories and emotion and maybe have some tequila. And then you just make some cool music together and you can dance. It's hard to dance on Zoom.
I mean, you could do it, but kind of lonely.
You're just on your own.
Yeah.
I've got some amazing Zoom videos though, like where my daughter would come and join and try and dance as well. It's pretty fun.
Wow. All right. Drive
my
safe.
My pleasure.
Have a nice weekend. It was nice to meet you.
Likewise, man. Thank you for your time.
Bye.
See you.
Der Energy Star Talk. Einer von vielen Energy Original Podcasts. Das Video und noch mehr Infos findet ihr auf energy.de.